Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014. I'm Michael Lauer here at the beautiful Moscone West in San Francisco, California. And we're happy to be moving right along here. Everything's going well. It's day three of the conference, day two for us here at the booth at OAUG's booth 3131. I have with us today the CIO of George Fisher Central Plastics, Mr. Wade Lewis. How you doing, Wade?
Good.
Good. So it's good to be here. How are you liking the conference so far?
Very informative. A lot to see, a lot of free giveaways.
Giveaways are always good.
Giveaways are great.
Do you put in for that scooter?
No, I have not. That'd be a little rough for me, I think. I need something that's got four wheels.
What's the big news that you've kind of taken away from this so far?
Well, there's a lot of talk about software, cloud services. Sure. Software as a service seems to be the message, the transformation of your business using the Oracle applications. And in fact, I spoke at a customer panel where I talked about how we've transformed our business through the use of the Oracle software products.
So are you guys, did you talk about moving to the cloud pretty much? Or
We've been on the Oracle Cloud. It used to be called Oracle On Demand. A lot of times Oracle renames their services to make a new splash, but it's really the same service. We've been a cloud customer since 2004. So that's I'm 9 years as a cloud customer. Been reasonably happy with that. Very happy with our Oracle products, so we're a pretty happy customer with Oracle.
All right, so before we get into more of the big announcements here, I know I want to talk to you about the new mobile apps that came out. You have some different views on it than I've heard, and I really want to get into that. But before that, kind of give us a mission and purpose for George Fisher.
We are a manufacturer of polyethylene products. We are part of a larger corporation, a $4 billion corporation, that has about 143 offices around the globe, mainly in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. We're probably one of the largest of those 143 companies. We've been on Oracle since 2003. I've been a member of OAUG since 2003 with George Fisher Central Plastics. I actually presented at a OAUG conference back in 1996 in Breckenridge, Colorado. So I've known about OAUG for quite some time and have been a very active participant in that group.
So OAUG provides a lot of value, but what do you think is the biggest draw for that user group?
For me, I get so much value out of the conferences that they host, the annual conferences, and also the white papers that come out of those conferences. But in addition to that, there's a lot of other sources that I've found value in. The Insight magazine, for example, had an article on how to handle future payment distributions in accounts payable. And I found exactly what I needed in Insight magazine, of all places. So what I find is, you know, it's the sharing of tips and techniques with other customers who are out there in the real world, getting real business done, and not sitting around as some sales guy telling you all the things that are possible.
Features and benefits, right?
Yeah, they think that the moon is possible. We live in the real world, and we're a real customer has to get real business done and make money. And I like OAUG lets me interact with people who have those same challenges as I have.
So have you found takeaways that you've applied in your business that's kind of helped you guys out? And if so, what are some examples?
Well, I think one of the things that I've learned from OAUG is that, it's important to go seek other people's experiences before you implement something new. I just went through a 12.1.3 upgrade. Prior to going down that upgrade path, I interacted with a lot of other OAUG members, and they were able to share with me their experiences and things I should watch out for during that upgrade process. And that's the kind of thing you can't get anywhere else. I mean, the company selling you the upgrade services, they're not going to tell you that. but customers that are in the same boat as you, they're out there living it every day, they're going to be happy to be very open with you and share you what can you expect.
So you mentioned earlier you like going to the conferences OAUG puts on. So have you been? I'm assuming you've been to Collaborate a couple times.
I have. I haven't gone recently, but I've been very active over the many years that I've been involved. It's a lot of value there. Like I say, I send my employees. I reserve at least 2 weeks training funding for them every year for every employee, and I really put OAUG conferences at the top of the list. I think they're one of the most value-added educational opportunities I can send my staff to. You get an insight into new products we may be considering to implement. You get insight into maybe business processes we haven't solved, but maybe someone else has. And you, there's really no class for that that you can go get.
Right.
You've got to go out there with the rest of the community and find out, what have you guys done? How'd you solve it?
So you may not be, but you're definitely sending some of your crew to Collaborate 2015 at Mandalay
Yes,
Bay this year.
Absolutely. I've got to kind of a point in my career that I'm letting other people take advantage of those opportunities. I've done it for years, got a lot out of it. It's hard to teach this old dog any new tricks. I mean, you know, so let's let the young dogs hunt a while.
It doesn't hurt that it's in Vegas. I'm sure they hate that too, right?
Well, yeah. That's definitely always a tough sell for them.
So about how – I'm sure you're not the only one in your company that's involved with OAUG. I'm sure you've pulled some other guys in.
Been within my department, of course, I run the information systems department. We have business process analysts that are responsible for working with our department heads to make sure that the individual applications function the way they need. So my department is very active in it. A lot of the users, we call them super users, that we work with, department heads, we've encouraged them to go to these conferences because they get as much out of it as we do. I have an OAUG ambassador who happens to be our controller. So we encourage OAUG participation throughout our organization because there's a lot of value added there for not just IT, but also those departments that actually use those applications.
Yeah, so I know a big part of OAUG's value is that they facilitate the conversation between users about best practices, right? But another thing I think that's really, really cool is that it really facilitates a conversation directly with Oracle, too,
it,
right?
It does. In fact, I'm actually a part of the Customer Support Council with OAUG, and back when Release 12 was coming out, a lot of companies hadn't had the opportunity to plan their upgrade to Release 12. And Oracle was about to phase out Premier support. Well, working with the Customer Support Council and working directly with Oracle, we were able to get that support extended for the entire Oracle community. And that was because we, as a customer base, had one voice going to Oracle and able to have that champion for us to get all of our needs met.
And what's even cooler about that to me is that, you know, OAUG really has Oracle's ear.
They do.
You know, like they actually listen, and Oracle is not like stomping their feet like, okay, they're happy to hear about it.
We're on the Customer Support Council, they actually participate in our monthly calls. There's Oracle support representatives on every monthly call. We're kind of their testing base for new support tools they're deploying. They like our feedback. They want to know, is this what the community needs? And so there's a very active and ongoing interaction between OAUG and Oracle to meet the Oracle community's needs.
Yeah, companies are kind of running out of excuses for not joining up with a user group, let alone OAUG, don't you think?
I definitely agree. I've been a part of the membership committee for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now, and I every time I get a chance, I'm recruiting. So if anybody wants to join, I'll be happy to sign them up.
All right, so I want to shift gears here a little bit. I know we talked that you just went to what, 12-1-3?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I'm assuming that you're liking it, right?
Yes, brought a lot of value. There's a lot of new features. It was very stable. Some of the early adopters of Release 12 had a rather unpleasant experience. Mm-hmm. But based on the feedback I was getting from the user community, I knew I wanted to wait. I waited to 12.1.3, and it was relatively a smooth transition for us.
So any reason you didn't go to 2.4?
Well, usually what we do is we try to pace out our upgrades with no more than an upgrade every 2 years. And the reason we do that is when you do an upgrade, it involves a lot of your user community, your department heads, your clerks. They have to be interacting with you during the system test process. And that's a huge burden to put on your end user community that frequently. So we try to limit that to every 2 years. So we'll definitely be looking, we just probably next year or no later than 2016, we'll be looking at our next upgrade. We do like to keep our software current.
Yeah, and with that, I know Cliff mentioned, I think it was yesterday, that there are 10 more mobile apps on the App Store for the EBS.
Yeah, there's a lot of mobile apps coming out, especially what I've seen for the shop floor, especially. I'm a little mobile app shy because of
I remember you said earlier you're a little hesitant about it. Yeah, share that.
And what some of my concerns are is when you start looking at mobile apps, there's a lot of different operating systems you're dealing with. You're dealing with iOS, you're dealing with the Android operating system, Windows 8. And right now, those devices are lagging a little bit behind in their security capabilities and be able to protect your devices from outside attacks. We've taken a different approach. We do mobile apps with Oracle. It's the mobile supply chain apps, which are not really true apps. They run on a device developed specifically for them. And we are putting tablets in our shop floor, but we're going more with a virtual desktop solution that actually runs the web-based applications as opposed to an app that actually physically runs on the device. We're looking at more web-based solutions in our environment. That's not to say that technology won't catch up with
sure.
us. I think there may be a world for mobile app technology at some point in the future. Definitely, you've got to have mobility in the shop floor, I can tell you that, and not just with manufacturing, but with your CRM applications, outside Salesforce, all that. You've got to have that.
If you're not doing that, you're already behind. It's too late.
You
knew that yesterday. Right?
Yeah, so you've got to be preparing for it, whatever approach you take, whether you take my approach with the virtual office or whether you go to the mobile app. You've got to be addressing your mobile workforce needs today from one shape, fashion, or form.
Yeah, and I guess unless everyone's going to walk around with their eyes closed, it's pretty easy to tell that cloud's the big thing this year, right? I mean, that's kind of a big push they're going for. And that fits in with mobility quite nicely.
In a way, the cloud, when they refer to that, that's really you're going to hosted services. Hosted services have been around for decades. Oracle broke into that market back in the late 90s. Really, we joined them in 2004. And been pleased with it. The nice thing about that is you don't have to maintain your data center.
Right.
It's a very cost-effective way of maintaining a world-class ERP environment without having to maintain all the costs of that infrastructure and making them more cost-contained.
So real quick here, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference? Besides Aerosmith, of course.
Getting a few more free meals in heading back to Oklahoma.
Good deal. Well, you have some horses waiting on you right here.
I do.
Oh, wait, how many horses do you have?
I probably have around 20 horses total. We race quarter horses, which are sprinters, and I've been doing it since about 1993. I've been racing horses, and we find a nice distraction from the everyday pressures
the grind,
of Oracle life.
That's cool. That's really cool. Yep. Well, thanks for joining me out here, Wade. And
no
I know
problem.
There's a lot to do and see, so we'll let you get after it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer. We'll see you in a little bit at Oracle Open World 2014.